November 12, 1920. As many as are the ways in which the soul gives herself to God, so many are the ways in which he gives himself to the soul. I was thinking about Blessed Jesus when he was carrying the cross to Calvary, especially when he met with Veronica, who offered him a piece of cloth so that he might dry his face, all dripping with blood. And I said to my lovable Jesus, "My love, Jesus, heart of my heart, if Veronica offered you a cloth, I don't want to offer you little cloths to dry your blood, but I offer you my heart, my continuous heartbeat, all my love, my little intelligence, my breath, the circulation of my blood, my movements, all of my being to dry your blood, and not only from your face, but from all of your most holy humanity. I intend to tear myself into as many pieces for as many as are your wounds, your sorrows, your bitternesses, the drops of the blood you shed, so as to place on all of your sufferings, on some my love, on some a relief, on some a kiss, on some a reparation, on some an act of compassion, on some a thanksgiving, etc. I do not want any little particle of my being, any drop of my blood, to be left without occupying itself with you. And do you know, O Jesus, what I want as recompense? That in all of the tiniest particles of my being you impress and seal your image, so that, in finding you in everything and everywhere, I may multiply my love." And so forth with all the other nonsense I said. Now, having received communion, and looking into myself, I could see, in each particle of my being, the whole of Jesus within a flame. And this flame spoke of love. And Jesus said to me, "Here is my daughter made content, as many as are the ways in which she has given herself to me, so many, and tripled, are the ways in which I have given myself to her."